Nearly 24 people have been killed in 2 separate bombings in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. In the first attack, a car bomb exploded in the central Baghdad. The blast near a restaurant in Karada, a commercial hub, left 18 people dead and 45 others wounded. Daesh Takfiri terrorists claim responsibility for the deadly assault. The second blast, which took place in eastern Baghdad, killed at least 5 people. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the second bombing. The blasts come near the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Well, for more on the story, we're joined by our correspondent in Baghdad, Altaf Ahmad. Altaf, thanks for being with us. What more can you tell us about the bombings in Baghdad?
As you said, there it is nearing to the end of the holy month of Ramadan, and we know that it is around this time when people go out and start preparing for the Muslim Eid al-Fitr, which is one of the most important events or the most important holidays, holiday for Muslims, especially here in Iraq. So the target for the perpetrators was basically children and families who were out trying to shop and prepare for the Muslim Eid. As he said there, the first bomb explosion ripped through the district of Al-Karada, according to our sources in Iraq's Interior Ministry. The cause of the explosion was a car rigged with explosives. It went off outside a very famous restaurant here in Iraq. It was jam-packed with people. Also, a lot of shops were damaged due to the impact of this explosion. Another explosion also targeted the district of Ash'ab, an eastern suburb of the Iraqi capital Baghdad, known to be predominantly Shia. Now, these explosions obviously bear the fingerprints of Daesh Takfiri militants. We know that in recent weeks, the Iraqi capital has actually witnessed a drop in such terror attacks, namely due to the liberation of the city of Fallujah, which was a main bastion for Daesh Takfiri militants. It lays around 62 to 65 kilometers west of the Iraqi capital Baghdad. It was always seen as this flank for Daesh Takfiri militants and base where they would plot and plan and prepare for the terrorist attacks which they had launched against the Iraqi capital Baghdad. It remains to be seen if such attacks will prevail once again in the Iraqi capital. However, I don't think that's going to happen, especially as this only reflects the desperation of the Takfiris, who in just recent days, they suffered another massive blow, which can be added to the series of blows that they have been dealt by the Iraqi forces, that being a large convoy made up of hundreds of vehicles which were trying to escape from Fallujah through Anbar Desert, western Iraq, all the way to Syria. So this all only bears or reflects the desperation of the Takfiris, who are suffering defeat after the other on the battlefield. They're trying to take it out on unarmed civilians who are basically going out and trying to shop and prepare for Eid. This is a joyful time for the Iraqis. It's very disheartening to see that it's marked by these very tragic events.
Exactly, Altaf. You mentioned a very good point that actually I was going to touch upon and ask you about that. It seems that these are desperate attempts by Daesh following their recent defeats at the hands of the Iraqi army following the liberation of Fallujah and also some victories near Mosul. So you confirmed the same point that these are desperate attempts by the Takfiris to sort of hit back at the Iraqi people and government through such bombings.
Well, according to Iraqi security officials, pre the liberation of the city of Fallujah, the Takfiris were suffering massive shrinkage of arm stretch in Iraq. Their arm stretch in Iraq had dropped from 40% to less than 14%. And this piece of information was confirmed by Mr. Saad al-Hadithi, who is a primary advisor and aide for Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. He is known to be Mr. Abadi's right-hand man, if we can say that. He had announced that the Takfiris had lost or had control over less than 14%, and this was pre the liberation of their what was known or formerly known as their bastion city of Fallujah. So now their arm stretch in Iraq has even shrunk even more. So it seems that as the Iraqi forces continue to push towards the final bastion for Daesh in Iraq, that being the city of Mosul in northern Iraq. The Takfiris know that they are no longer, or they're taking their final breaths here in Iraq. This is why they're trying to take it out against unarmed civilians. They are trying to sort of show that they are still present. However, this only reflects desperation because, as I said, the targets that they had attacked tonight are not military targets. They're not security forces. They are unarmed civilian women and children and families who are going out and trying to shop for Eid.
Thank you, Altaf, so much for being with us. Press TV's Altaf Ahmad joining us from Baghdad.